today.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Hey, what do you know? It's Saturday night, and here we go again. KMC, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. AM 970 is our big flagship station in New York, and we're grateful to be coming to you from their auspicious auspices. And our own studios here in the metro of New York City. Hey, Stevie B.
Yes, I am.
And tonight is Wear Your Hat Backward Night, I just realized. Which Mark immediately got eliminated from because he didn't wear a hat tonight. Nor did Jackie. So you're both on the no-fly list next week.
Mark a hat guy?
I don't know. I've never seen him.
So.
He has hair. So if I had hair, I wouldn't wear hats either.
You have hair. Yeah, but I wear hats all the time.
You have a tiny little head, too.
Yeah.
Your head's like the size of a pea.
Yeah.
It has a little tiny pea head.
Which,
I have a great big melon.
Which, obviously.
That's why I can get away with wearing with my bald, because it's a round basketball.
But like, pea head, pea brain.
I wouldn't say that.
No, it's true.
Yeah, he always plays. What will now ensue is this regular game that Stephen Baldwin likes to play with the universe. Let's pretend I'm dumb.
Ensue?
See, here he goes. So anyway, somebody put on the someone on the staff. Asked, are bikini shots appropriate for television? I we're on two television networks and several hundred radio stations. I pray that is not because Stephen called somebody on staff and said he was planning on showing up in one. That's what I'm hoping is not the case.
Well,
I'm not sure why.
The camera can only see me from the waist up, Kevin.
Depends on if you stand or not.
And
why did I tell him? Ah!
And I think it's kind of like normal, common.
By the way, did
folklore.
You just like fall into a pane of New York Knicks or what?
How cool is this shirt, dude?
Oh, it's a little blinding.
No, it's not. It's brilliant.
It's a little. Which could
what
be,
does it
which
say?
Could be a synonym for
what
blinding. New York made.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
see what I'm saying?
It's just a cheap Time
Tex?
Warner Knicks.
Tex?
Giveaway.
What do you know?
Huh? What?
Huh?
Eh?
I'm the real deal.
Did you have a good week?
Strong Island. I had a great week.
Which the Knicks are not a part of, Strong Island. They're a Manhattan team.
In the state of New York.
The only thing you get to embrace being a Strong Islander is the Islanders.
Hey, man.
And they're hands down the worst sports team in the metro area. Aren't they? Well, I don't know. Maybe the Mets are worse.
Here we go.
By the way, did you hear what happened with the Mets this week?
No.
Daniel Murphy, mm-hmm. who's the starting whatever he is, some Mets fan on the staff, tell me what he plays. But he, opening day was this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And
I knew that.
His wife went into labor. And so he missed game one. They were off the second day. And then he missed game two on day three.
Mm-hmm.
And over on WFAN, which for those of you outside of the New York area,
66.
FAN is a huge sports talk station. Mike Francesa and Boomer and Carson and all those guys. That's the Boomer Esiason, the guy that lost the Super Bowl to the San Francisco 49ers. Anyway.
Not that he ever won one, but.
He might have. Did he? Did the Bengals win? I'm sorry. Must have been a really bad year for the NFC that year.
Right.
Anyway, so they're all just totally like dogging Murphy for sitting out games one and two to be with his wife when she has the baby.
And I'm sure she'll remember that forever.
And the next day, they evidently dogged him so bad, Boomer said something along the lines of, well, look, if it's me, what you do is you tell her you got to have the C-section because I got to be there for opening day.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard someone say on radio.
Yeah. I've said some pretty dumb.
And then he came back. No, you've never said anything in league with that.
Uh-huh.
Not even close.
Okay.
Then he comes back the next day and apologizes as though he's, you know, having to eat shoe leather for the next year. And good
Boomer
for him.
Did.
Yeah, Boomer did. But the funnier part was Francesa, who, for the, again, those of you out of market, he's about 180 years old. And he's sitting there going, well, back in my day, you know what I did was I just walked across the street, saw the little sucker get pushed out, and went back to work a half hour later.
And he's probably right.
Well, he probably was, but he's like, you know, back in the day, they didn't even let us in the delivery room. We're not supposed to go in there.
Yeah.
He goes, it's all started with this natural childbirth thing. When they started the natural childbirth, I wanted to call up and go, you know, the natural childbirth predates, like, all the other stuff you think you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a little bit of chauvinism alive in talk radio, but it's mostly found on sports talk stations.
Now, wouldn't it be something if they praised the fine young Met player for...
They didn't, though.
But that's what I'm saying.
I felt like I had to take to the airwave on Friday and defend him. But how just absurdly behind the times is that you even have a discussion about... Well, tell her to get a C-section, because I got to be there for opening day, and that's how we're supporting our kids and paying for the college.
Well, I'm a bit in step with Francesa.
That was Boomer that said that. Let me tell you, if you and the lovely Mrs. Baldwin come up expecting again, I will guarantee you, and she's a normal, peaceful, Jesus-loving, Bible-study-reading, kind-hearted... This is Mrs. Baldwin we're talking about. she is just one of these... She will kill him if he did not show up on days 1 through 3 after the...
I almost didn't.
And she would have killed you.
Yeah, I would have gotten in trouble.
She's lovely, kind, totally calm.
I was on the set in Los Angeles.
When women have children, they're not themselves for a little while, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, they've been through... Something so seismic, man can never even attempt to try to understand what it is.
Well, there is a comparison, but I won't make it on this program.
Well, I would say that whatever it could be is probably wrong, but...
I just won't even go there.
Good, okay.
I was on the set
That's
of
That's wisdom,
a,
by
a,
the way, brother.
Film.
That's wisdom.
Yes, sir. In Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
When
Aaliyah.
Kenya's water broke.
For Aaliyah.
In Tucson.
The oldest of your
Correct.
Daughters. Okay.
21 years ago.
And how long did it take you to get to Tucson? Could you jump on a plane or did you have to drive?
Well, here's the best part. I was shooting a picture. I wrapped. I get in the car. I get back to my hotel. My cell phone rings. It's my manager who says, are you sitting down? Because it was 8 weeks premature.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So maybe even more. I think it was even more. It was a crazy deal. Totally, obviously, unexpected. My manager calls me and says, are you sitting down? I said, you know, like Spielberg called. You know, I just, you know. He says, Kenya's water broke. And I'm on the phone and I have no idea what that means. I'm exhausted. I've been shooting all day. I just want to get in the shower. And I said,
well, tell her to put it back together.
Well, no, I didn't.
It broke.
I didn't even think that.
Is it a vase? What? Just get some super glue, man. It'll all work out.
I was tired, and I turned around, and I went, uh-huh. Long pause.
Right.
And I said, what do you mean? He goes, Stephen, she's having the baby.
Right. And this was still pre-Jesus days, so there's a possibility that other substances might have been at work in some areas of your brain.
No.
Yeah, you were all completely there.
Well, as much as one can be, being the sixth child
of the Baldwin family. Okay,
psychotic,
so they just tell you, you blank. You never heard that expression before.
Well, it was just. It was so. It was 8 weeks. I think it was even 13 weeks. I'll have to. Asking.
I practically forgot she was pregnant when I left to shoot the movie.
So I literally say to my manager, he goes, she's going to have the baby. She's having the baby.
And when he said the word baby the second time, did it start to,
well,
like,
then
the clouds start to
went,
part at that point?
I went, oh. Oh, that's what you mean. And then literally, the best part of it is I long pause again and I go, what do I do? I literally said, what do you, like, okay, what do you mean? Like, what do I, like, I'm shooting a movie.
Because you didn't go to,
I had to be at 7
a.m. classes.
No, we did.
But you went?
Yeah.
They make you watch that horrible video of all those women giving birth?
No.
That was the fourth week of ours.
I opted out of that one.
And I like, scared me to death.
But I said, well, you know, because I had to be on the set the next day. You're shooting a film, and there's, you know, insurance
around. You just tell them I'm going to go see my baby.
My manager goes like this. Steven, hang up the phone and go right to the airport and get on a plane to Tucson. And that's what I did, and I made it.
I was time there. Before Elia came?
It took me, I was in the hospital next to her within 4 hours.
See, Boomer, you should take us. You should take a tip from Stephen Baldwin. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, stay with us.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do that.
I just realized I did the opening.
Baldwin, it's your segment. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
And he's got chips and salsa in his mouth.
Yeah, and you know, I scooped up some salsa with like 7 seconds before we were live again because you leaned forward to the microphone. This is like one of your...
I'm thinking. Oh, it's Stephen's turn. Boom.
Yeah. So our number is 888-340-3373, call that number to be on the program. And I can't believe I just told that story. What did I say I didn't know? Oh, what are water breaking?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Did somebody already get mad at you on Twitter?
I don't know yet. I'm sure they did.
Next week we have to do a whole show of nothing but
apologies.
I'll
probably get a text from one of my children in the next several minutes.
Anyway... Dad, don't talk about how mom's water broke when I was born. That's embarrassing.
Ew, is what they'll say.
So the other thing that was in the news this week, besides the there was a lot of news this week. So you had, what was I just talking about last segment?
The Mets.
The Mets. Yeah. Well, that was here local. Nationally, you had the Fort Hood shooting.
Which was
and how do you have Fort Hood 1 5 years ago and the administration literally puts in no changes of security policy?
Don't get me started.
Since then,
you know, you hear a lot of these conspiracy people
that's a question. Why didn't you change any policies?
Say really mean stuff about our current president. And when something like this happens twice, it almost fuels the fire.
Well,
I'm not going to get specific.
And I'm not saying this guy was a terrorist, and there's been people that have tried, there's been theories that have tried to prove that, and I don't know that there's support for that. But there is support for this. Why are our military bases filled with people that we train to teach and teach them how to use a gun? But they're still not allowed to have them when they're on their military bases.
That is...
It's a controlled area.
That was a big part of the conversation.
Last time. And no changes. And so they're all sitting ducks again. And this guy, whatever it was, Percocet or Ambien or sadness at his mother's funeral or not getting a day pass for the day that it happened, whatever it was, do you think it would have been shorter? Do you think it would have been ended quicker? If they had had the opportunity to just call him on it, he pulls that out in the first place, and you go, no, you're going to put that down because we have five more pointed at you. You're just going to put that down.
Right.
I don't understand the. It's like there's some sort of mystery to this. Like, well, we can't really think that if you armed more of the soldiers when they're around, that it would do any good. Well, leaving them undefended isn't doing any good.
Right.
Because they're just walking on, just picking them off like ducks.
Well, I'd be curious to know. Don't yell at me, Kevin, but. 888-340-3373. Does anybody know why they're not allowed to have weapons or access to them quickly?
Well, it traces back to a...
I want to know in the military if somebody in the military...
H.W. Bush to Clinton year time frame where the Bush administration, you had guys coming back from Iraq, the first Iraq... And they were a lot of them with PTSD, and they were saying, well, we don't know if we want to, you know, just have everybody having guns, because what if somebody goes nuts and they have a bad dream and they shoot people, you know, because they're having indigestion or something. And then that was kind of put forward under H.W. Then Clinton came along and made it actual
law
rule in the military. And it's been that way ever since. But after
if you're in Fort Hood. So, like, in your barracks, so there's no weapons.
Yeah. Military has them. Military police has them at checkpoints. And I think there's some security guards at, like, the bank and stuff.
Where does a soldier go if, Pearl Harbor happens. Like, he has to go to, like, a room and get his weapons?
There's an armory, and they register and they pass them out and take them around. But, I mean, we've trained all these guys. They have to earn a weapons training certification in order to stay in the military.
Of course.
We issue them a firearm that's theirs to keep when they leave the military. Like, I don't understand why they just can't have that on their person.
Or access to it.
Especially in Texas. I mean, of all the bases, anyway, that we're not going to talk about that, but we could make a big, big deal about that.
What are we talking about?
Well, you wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, so as usual, I'm surfing around the web.
Right.
Because I'm, like, so hip. And I go to that TED website. Who's that guy? Ted Turner? Is it Ted
Turner?
It's
just Ted. I don't know.
I think it's after Ted Turner.
I don't know if it's Ted Turner. TED Talks.
And I see this headline.
Right.
And it says, "Why I Must Come Out." And it's the story of...
What caused you to then click play at that point? That's what I was...
Well, I'm a curious fellow. I didn't know if it meant, you know...
See, that's not where I have any curiosity.
A child hiding from the
boogeyman. I see that headline, I just keep going. I just keep moving on at that point.
If it was some hoarder, or I don't know. But there's this gal named Gina Rocero,
uh-huh.
R-O-C-E-R-O, who is now, in the last several years, this very famous now gal who... was born into this world a young boy, and then as a result of...
But she's very famous? Because I had not heard of her.
Oh, she's... Well, she's a beauty pageant queen.
But she's very famous?
She's... Within her sphere of influence, she may now be the reigning most outstanding spokesperson for transsexual lifestyle, transgender,
right.
All of that stuff.
Which amounts to about a... 0.5% of the population. So, again, she's really famous?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, she has...
Because I had never heard of her.
She has, in 1 week, 646,000
views
people
of her,
who have
of her
watched
speech.
Her video on this.
Well, there's topic. These people, and I think they're questionable people to begin with, but they're addicted to the TED Talks. Like, they just go online and, there's a TED Talk. It's about somebody putting their dishwasher together.
No, I wouldn't
say how inspiring it was.
I
mean, the next one's like, yeah, we're curing hunger in Africa.
I would say that.
No, I'm serious. There are people that are, like, addicted to TED Talks.
Sure.
But it's never the same type of thing. It's, like, all over the place.
So this Gina Rocero.
Right.
She does this big speech.
Right.
On how nowadays... it's important that she now become a spokesperson to allow for others like her in this sphere of lifestyle to not feel shamed and scared and things like this. And she gives a big speech.
Okay. When we come back, we'll play some of it. We'll let you hear a little bit of this.
And then I'll tell you what.
This person's stuff.
What boggled my mind.
And then we'll get into what he just said. Because anything that boggles that, I'm interested in.
Well, there
I know
you
there's
go.
Something good in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're in New York. It's Saturday. What'd you expect? It's Baldwin McCullough Live on Saturday night. And online, baldwinmccullough.com. Stay with us.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Those of you watching by way of television, which we have quite a few households, something like 44 million that have access to it tonight. That was the Charging Bull of Wall Street that you saw there coming back. So here's the thing. Stephen, somebody introduced him to TED Talks, and now he's like, you know, addicted. Look, he's looking them up on his iPhone right now. You can see him. He's not even paying attention to what he's doing. I'm TED Talks. I have to have
tweeting.
It. So, but there was this interesting one that he kind of captured his attention, and we thought we'd play a little bit of it for you. Let's take a look at it. You can roll the tape now. Audio would be good.
The world makes you something that you're not, but you know inside what you are. And that question burns in your heart. How will you become that? I may be someone unique in this, but I am not alone. Not alone at all. So when I became a fashion model, I felt that I finally achieved the dream that I've always wanted since I was a young child. My outside self finally matched my inner truth. My inner self. For complicated reasons, which I'll get to later, when I look at this picture, at that time I felt like, Gina, you've done it. You've made it. You have arrived. But this past October, I realized that I'm only just beginning. All of us are put in boxes by our family, by our religion, by our society, our moment in history, even our own bodies. Some people have the courage to break free, not to accept the limitations imposed by the color of their skin or by the beliefs by those that surround them. Those people are always the threat to the status quo, to what is considered acceptable. In my case, for the last 9 years, some of my neighbors, some of my friends, colleagues, even my agent did not know about my history. I think in mystery, this is called a reveal. Here is mine. I was assigned boy at birth based on the appearance of my genitalia. I remember when I was 5 years old in the Philippines walking around our house, I would always wear this t-shirt in my head. And my mom asked me, how come you always wear that t-shirt in your head? I said, Mom, this is my hair. I'm a girl. I knew then how to self-identify. Gender has always been considered a fact, immutable. What we now know is actually more fluid, complex, and mysterious.
All right, so let's end it there for the time being. But she gets to this issue of gender fluidity, and she says that it's been thought of as being a fact in the past, but now we know, it's odd that she knows this, but that we know with certainty that it's complex, that it's sophisticated, that it's mysterious. So you, after seeing this, Mr. Baldwin, wanted to chat about this, but why?
Well, there's. I'm just not getting the lingo of
gender
the whole
fluidity.
Thing. Yeah, I'm just. It wasn't just gender fluidity that boggled my mind.
Mm-hmm.
She says, in her experience and understanding, that she was born a certain way, but the way she was born, quote, wasn't her truth. That's the first word.
Right.
Then she says that the body I was born into had me in a box.
Right. Well, she said there are several things that can keep you
right.
from finding your truth. And right. it could be your family, your religion, your body. And she named those.
She said there's things that keep you in this box.
In the box, yeah.
And she's saying that her physical body, the way she was born, put her in this box.
Okay.
And then she says that now gender and what it means is there's like a new sensibility as far as the fact of what that means.
Right.
Gender.
That it can be fluid.
Right, well, now it can be fluid, which I don't understand. I mean, I do, but I don't. Because there are certain facts. If you're born with male genitalia, you're a male.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what process this young mm-hmm. lady goes through forever, her DNA will be male.
Yep.
So 888-340-3373. I got to talk about this.
We will. Coming back, your thoughts. Stay with us.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? something. The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, you're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com. 673.
From New York, it's Baldwin McCullough, and we come to you every Saturday night at the same time, coast to coast, on television and radio and Sirius XM and online, and just about everywhere you look, you can find us on Saturday night. It's fun to be with you. We have a lot of fun. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin. We're talking about this TED Talk put on by, I've already forgotten her name, but
Gina Rosero,
and you said she's one of the top models in the world. I'm going to take your word for that because I don't follow the modeling industry. But she said some things that boggled your mind, and you had a question you wanted to ask our listeners.
Yes. As I ponder all of the opinions and observations of Gina, well, I guess it's safe to say she is the number one transsexual model in the world.
Evidently, she got into female modeling and was doing it for a while before she told anybody that she had been born a boy.
Correct.
Okay.
But as I listened to this...
What was that movie where you didn't find out that the guy was a girl or the girl was a guy till the very end? Boy George starred in it. What was that? But that was that moment. She goes into her agent.
Hey, guess what?
Surprise. Guess
anyway.
What? Which, mind you, I'm going to, you know.
But she says fluid. She says gender is fluid, that it can change, it can morph, it can be here one day, over there the next. And because of that, we have to find ourselves, and we have to be allowed to find ourselves. And that's what she did. And so she's telling people at the TED audience, this is a good thing because I have finally found myself. I was born a boy, but I really knew that I was a girl, even if my body, my family, and my religion told me otherwise.
Well, this is a digression, but to make your point, she puts up this image of herself in this bikini. And this transsexual, who was a boy and is now a woman, is stunning, beautiful human being. I mean, really beautiful. God bless her.
Got the idea.
Right.
Moving on.
So with that in mind, what's interesting to me is that not until she, in her existence, could see herself as a successful, beautiful, bikini-clad supermodel,
right.
Only then could she say about herself, I have arrived.
So your question to the audience is?
My question is, if gender fluidity, which really before this statement was in reference to those who were cross-dressers who felt like they were of a certain sexual makeup,
sure.
and were something else, she's saying gender fluidity is just because you were born something doesn't mean that that's who you really are. And in my understanding, that is completely incorrect. If you were born male, then you are a male.
Right.
And in my belief and understanding, it is our Creator, the Almighty, who picks and chooses and decides how that all works out. So now that we see Miss
Rosero
now changing the meaning of that idea that I just expressed. Miss Rosero's thing is, no. Just because you were born a boy,
right.
If you don't feel that's who you really are,
right.
Then now you should be able to absolutely change the fact.
And for her, it wasn't even just the opportunity to. It was that she wasn't complete until she did.
Correct.
So your question again for the audience is?
My question for the audience is this. Have we arrived at a place and time now in our humanity where, because we are the most intelligent species on the planet,
right.
Is it our responsibility?
I actually think the rock monsters in Noah trumped us, but I think they all died. So
I disagree.
We're in good shape.
I disagree. Since we are the most intelligent species on the planet,
right.
Is it our responsibility to play God?
For ourselves.
For all of humanity.
Because that's what she's saying. She's saying, in my head, I wasn't going to be satisfied, happy, content, peaceful, at rest, blah, 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 until I was a... And she talks later. We didn't play the whole speech because it's 10 minutes long. We don't want to take up that much time on air. But she said later in the speech, I saw this incredible supermodel that came to my region of wherever she grew up. And when I saw that at 8 years old... Because the model was a female and she was still male at
right.
the time. She goes, that's when I knew that I was supposed to, that's what I was supposed to become someday.
Right. Now, I don't want to confuse anybody
okay.
because I know there's lots of folks listening to the show. They're going to turn around and go, oh, gosh, another Baldwin. Here he goes. I just want to simply say this. If you think you were born a certain way and you need to change in order to be complete, whole, meaningful, whatever, God bless you. Do what you got to do. You should have the right to do that. When it comes, you should have the right. But
I didn't say anything.
What I don't understand is, this person is suggesting that the meaning of gender is not fact.
Right. That's what she said.
She's saying, although I was born a boy, that's not what that means. Because now, in humanity and in our species and in our intellect and our time and our sociological existence and culture. And now we're so advanced and different. Things have changed so much that, no, just because your gender that you were born with was male, that's not what that means anymore.
888-340-3373. So should we get to play God because people in the popular culture are asserting that gender is fluid, that it can be
exactly
different things at different times?
Exactly.
Do we get to play God now? And we'll take your calls, 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin. Yes, that's a Baldwin. He was worried that you might think it was a Baldwin, but it is a Baldwin.
Amen.
I didn't follow what you were getting at there.
Well, yeah, let's leave.
You're not
alone.
Playing words with friends or getting yelled at by stewardesses. I think you're in okay shape.
Okay.
Even if he is talking about trannies in bikinis on our Saturday night broadcast. 888-340-3373. But it's an interesting question because when she walked out on that TED stage, she acted like this was the most normal thing, and it has been in her life for the last 9 years. It was 9 years ago that she first
whatever
let
she
people
said
know.
For 10 minutes doesn't matter to me. It's when she said what's, you know, when she expressed
that gender is fluid.
What is normal to her is that because you were born something, that is not the fact of what it is.
888-340-3373. Your call's next.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
If you're
watching on television, that was a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. He's Stephen Baldwin. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're coming to you from New York. And we're talking about this concept that was stated by Gina Rosero at the TED Talks this last week, where she asserted that gender fluidity means that you may be trapped in an existence, whether it's a making of your faith, your family, your religion, even your body. But that if you're really true to yourself, you've got to get out of that and redefine yourself according to whatever your brain is telling you. And Stevens asked the question, do we get to play God? Because we're the highest functioning species on the planet, and we're intuitive enough, I guess Gina would say, to figure this stuff out.
Right.
Should we have the right to play God and to change what is fact?
Right.
And you went so far in the break as to say, because you're wondering if she's playing God in her own situation.
Well, if I understand what she's saying correctly, she's saying that whatever gender you're born into, that doesn't mean that's your gender.
Right. That's clearly what she's saying.
And I'm saying I don't understand that, because whatever gender you're born into, that is your gender.
And this never used to be a discussion. It's only been in the last 20, 25, 30 years that we've been having this kind of awkward, because sex and gender were always understood to be the same thing. It is different now.
Mm-hmm.
Gender actually doesn't have, in the hardcore literary meaning, a rooted definition.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is. Sex is your biology. Sex
right.
is your male or female.
Right.
People that want to make a deal about gender, they say, well, it is fluid. You can change. You can perceive yourself to be a woman one day and a man the next.
Right.
And that's what she's saying. But should we be playing God with how we construct our own universes around that?
And my final two thoughts before we start taking some calls is simply this. If I understand what she's saying, then in my opinion, yes, Gina Rosero is playing God to suggest that the gender you are born with is not your gender. She is redefining the meaning of the word gender. And if she's doing that, then certainly in my observation, she is playing God.
All right, let's take a call. Let's go to Fort Worth, Texas. Sylvia is watching us on Biz TV. And Sylvia, we appreciate you being here. You're on with Stephen and Kevin. What are your thoughts?
I'll tell you guys, and I love you guys. No one should play with God's creation. I am a 70-year-old woman, and I'll tell you what. There's too many people that want to change their gender. They are wrong. Leave well enough alone and be happy who you are and the way you came out of your mother's loins.
Hmm.
That is what I have to say, fellas.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You
Sylvia,
too.
As she told our phone screener, by the way, that we're the only thing she watches on this particular channel, and she watches us every week.
Yay!
So, Sylvia, thank you. Very kind.
And now, I don't agree with Sylvia.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition.